It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Senator Marsha Blackburn's campaign for governor has said a Senate ethics probe last year did not find violations in her office. But a source now tells the Tennessean that the body did find wrongdoing related to using federal resources in her reelection campaign for Senate. The source spoke to the newspaper on condition of anonymity. Senate staffers are allowed to volunteer on campaigns, but they must be off the clock. Records show that Blackburn staffers received reimbursement for travel to dozens of political events, and communications reviewed by multiple news outlets shows pressure to unlawfully participate in campaigning that allegedly stemmed from Blackburn's campaign strategist, Ward Baker. The source said the Senate Ethics Committee gave Blackburn the opportunity to correct actions before making its findings public. Neither Blackburn's campaign nor the Senate office responded to the Tennesseans' requests for comment. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the development of a $100 billion data center campus in western Kentucky. Derek Operly with member station WQMS reports it will be built on federally owned land that once housed a uranium enrichment plant outside of Paducah.
Funded project will see $1 trillion investment firm Brookfield develop a massive 1.8 gigawatt data center, while NextEra Energy will build and operate a 2 gigawatt natural gas plant that feeds excess electricity into the regional grid.
The project will create about 8,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent positions. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.